Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Good evening and good night.
And no more meals?
No more fourth meal, man.
No more fourth meal.
No more fourth meal. No more drive-thrus. No more fast food burgers and fries, man, and Taco Bell. I got to give it up.
Yet again on Juan Epstein, another time. If you could go back and edit together all the times when you've talked about your different diets.
I don't care about them.
No, this is now.
I care about now.
Now and moving forward. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our friend Joe Coy on the podcast
today. Joe Coy.
I will say this. You do look better, Cypher.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Been sleeping more.
I could see, I could see that.
I mean, don't get too
but
sick.
When you said no fast food and you're sipping out of a Dunkin' Donut
No, it's
cup.
Just a cup of ice.
Okay.
It's
just ice. I know.
But you're just checking.
You know I'm just
I
checking.
Like, every morning, I like a cup of ice to wake me up. And I all eat right. the ice until it's, like about
And I love listening to me eat ice, in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
Here he goes.
It's disgusting. That's disgusting.
He's still fat, even when he's eating no calories.
Yeah.
You know what I get annoyed with, Sif, on your behalf? Tell me if this bothers you.
Hmm?
People,
I can't hear you.
When people see him,
yeah.
they always walk in. I mean, like twice a week, our guests are like, yo, Sif, you all right? You sleeping? People always say, you high?
I say that, too.
They always say something about how you look.
I've said that to you before.
Yeah. Because I always look high.
No, you look asleep when you're talking to people.
I don't.
He looks sound asleep.
I'm just used to it, I guess. Yeah. I'm like, why are they always asking how he looks? He looks fine.
And his eyelashes are always wet, just a little bit.
I put gel in them.
Oh, okay.
you gel your eyelashes?
How do you keep you don't gel your eyelashes?
No, they're just naturally, you know,
bushy. Well, I haven't been using gel anymore. I've been using, like, this styling putty.
Yeah.
Yo, Joe Coy, for people who don't know Juan Epstein listeners, but I'm guessing many will know him, is a he's famous for being Asian.
Oh, come on. See, why do you do that? Why do you go there? Every damn time I'm on this show, that's where you go.
No, what is
you
it?
Can't do
he's
that.
A known.
You're dumb.
What's the guy from Black Eyed Peas again?
What?
Apple the App.
He's a known defender of Apple the App.
Wait, hold on. This is Juan Epp. Just before we start, just so you know. So right now, January, Levity Live.
Hey, Levity Live.
We're going to put out today, so they'll know.
I know. So January Levity 23rd. Live, January.
Today only, man. We're sold out the weekend.
Oh, so today's the only day that's
done. Sold out.
Let's push 23rd. So January 23rd.
Right now.
Thursday. Tonight.
Go now.
We have a few tickets left to that beautiful mall in West Nyack.
Yeah, but you're joking, but it is a beautiful.
It is a beautiful mall.
It is
a beautiful club.
You can enjoy shopping at Target and then rope climbing.
All the same
time.
Mall?
And right then walk to over Chili's. And see Joe Coy.
And then come
no,
see me.
Not next to, don't do that. That's disrespectful.
You
is there a Chili's there?
From Outback Steakhouse.
Outback Steakhouse.
Are you
sorry?
Considering? Are you
yeah.
Outback legal for
Fat
you.
Talk.
No.
Outback's fast food. You're basically calling it fast food.
No, but I'm starting. That's the next phase.
Is the chain restaurants.
The chain restaurants.
You're going to get rid of those?
Yeah.
You can't shake Cheesecake Factory, though.
No.
Cheesecake is the mecca.
I think you can't ever shake.
You can't shake.
No, I can do that. I would still do Red Lob once in a while.
Red Lob's be
I'm
gone.
I'm talking about my problem. We're not going to talk about my problems. But like the late night drive through.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm cutting all that out. Oh, I have cut it out. It's been a month now.
I finally cut out Pepsi and Coke.
Really?
And that's rough.
What if they
that
offered
was
you a
first
check?
Thing I ever cut out.
I'll drink it.
Oh, for a
I'll
check?
Drink
I'll,
it. Yeah.
I'll go back for a check.
Yeah, I'll drink it for breakfast.
Hey, by the way, though, Joe Coy is a famous comedian. You can catch him on Chelsea Lately. He's on the road all the time, and now you're part of the Adam Carolla podcast as well.
Yeah.
Big star.
Thank you.
Ladies love him.
Ladies do like me.
Really? Are you doing well with the ladies?
I do very well.
Really?
I don't know if it's my looks or.
It's not.
How, it's my money.
No, it's your funny and you're
no,
successful.
But his lady game, I saw it firsthand.
Really?
It's amazing.
What do you mean? Why?
It's Rico-ish. You know Rico?
Yes, I
it's
do.
It's bar, like
talk,
drink,
talk,
bar, like get drink. Yo, we need drinks over here. Shots start lining up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He and runs it. He's got.
He runs it. Our boy Rico is.
Yeah.
You
does
know
the same
Rico.
Thing, huh?
Yeah, you probably
he's
met
San
him.
San Francisco.
He okay. does. He's on Wild.
Oh, yeah.
No, Rico, short
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, you're similar. He goes into the bar. He doesn't really, I've never seen Joe at a club. I try to take him to clubs. He doesn't really do it. He does the bar near the comedy club.
Hangs out with too many white people for the club.
And
bar's more comfortable.
I mean, it's instant. Hey, hand over shoulder. Come get a drink. Oh. Come get it. And it creates a posse and then just starts fucking hammering away.
You mean fucking them in the bar?
No.
Okay. So you've been single for a long time?
Yeah.
Get married.
No. Or even have like a real girlfriend.
But you were married.
Or again.
Yeah, you were married. You have a child, right?
Yeah, I got a child.
So
I got a great ex.
And you,
I give her everything.
You love your ex.
Yeah.
And so you guys are cool.
Yeah. I was just reading this thing, Hip Hop Magazine. By the way, Bieber is on the cover. Yeah. And that's got to be his greatest moment in his career. You know it. He framed that, and his Grammys are behind that.
Right,
he's proud of that moment. But I was reading it, and there's this whole section called Baby Mama Drama. And I just don't understand that, because the only drama is you don't want to pay your child support. That's it. That's the only baby drama you possibly can have. If you pay your child support, there's no baby mama drama. That's all I'm trying to say.
And you pay your child support.
I'd go above and beyond. She's never had... Every time I make more money, she makes more money, and that's on me. She doesn't have to go to a lawyer or anything like that. I want my son to live the same lifestyle he lives with me when he's with his mommy. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I don't want him to come to my house and have all this, and then go to his mom, and it's like, oh, there's nothing in the fridge. You know what I mean? Like, I want him to have the same life.
Does she work?
I can afford it. It's only money. Yeah, she works, but you know what I mean?
He's making a rain out here.
Yeah.
Just fucking bow.
But don't you think that's the right thing to do?
I think the right thing to do is let your child starve.
No, what I'm saying is,
no, of
like,
course. Why? You shouldn't have.
My dad
chase.
Used to do that to me. You know what I mean? Like,
which one?
My dad.
No. I mean,
one?
He was good to you or bad to you?
He was that he was the baby mama drama dad. He was the one not paying the child support. Picks me up. He's got a girlfriend. Got a nice car. He's got nice clothes on.
They're
and
like
then crap here I am. Crap. I don't have socks. You know what I mean?
Damn.
And my mom's struggling. I don't want my son to feel that way. So I know how it feels.
Was your dad white?
Yeah. But what does that mean?
You know what it means. You know.
What does that mean? I just said that came from Hip Hop Magazine.
I knew the Asian side wouldn't have done that. I knew it would only be the white side.
Oh, the Asian side, yeah. That's
Asian side's responsible. You guys don't. That's, come on. It's
yeah,
the
they'll
white.
Throw you in a volcano. They'll sacrifice
you. I don't know if I'd go that far.
Yeah, no, they'll do it. China will. Yeah, there's too many of them anyways.
Disgusting.
Sacrifice them. That bitch, house of
have you,
die.
Have you talked to Apple Diap recently?
Why is that? Yeah, he texted me. Why?
That's the first time I ever
said stay Pinoy, Joe Coy.
Now you don't remember he pissed you off?
The first time I ever
interviewed
you.
Yeah, you pissed me off every time.
But that was intentional.
What do you mean remember?
The first time though, I was making cracks.
No, because you were calling which one is Apple the app, the Asian one or the black one? And then I go, what do you mean the Asian one? The one with long hair. I go, he's Mexican. That's taboo.
I never knew anyone.
The black one is Filipino. There's only one black one in the Black Eyed Peas. You know who it is? It's
well,
the
am.
Black one.
Yeah, okay. And he got really mad. He was like, how dare you? Apple Diap is a saint.
Because you...
Look, he's getting
first of all,
again.
You're a jerk. And then when I start telling him the Filipinos that are in entertainment, he's just like bashing all of them.
All of them.
No,
all
I didn't.
Them. Yeah, you did. You'd bash
yeah, you
Bruno.
Did. I said Bruno Mars. You're like, oh, Puerto Rican.
Bruno Mars is pretty good these days. About to do the Super Bowl.
These days, yeah.
Well, when I first met you, he wasn't what he is now.
Yeah, he was.
Now he's killing.
Oh, you're so...
All right, who else?
I know
Lou
what
Diamond
it is with
Phillips?
You. I know what it is with you. You like to piss people off, yes. And it's fun.
But
it's
fun.
It's a good time.
But he's
he intentionally thinks of things to say on the radio.
Yes.
That he doesn't even personally agree with.
Yeah.
But that will get the audience's goat.
He knows.
A little bit. And but with comedians.
He likes it because he likes the response.
He really likes it when it's an Asian topic because no one will protest.
No, it's because I.
No one will protest.
It's because it's the opposite. We don't make Asian jokes at this radio station since there was a big controversy.
Yeah,
you never heard of the tsunami song?
No.
It was a big issue.
It was a big
deal.
Back
in the day, long
years
time ago.
Before us. So as a result, I'm very careful about that. So if I have an Asian comedian here,
now
we can
go.
Make some Asian
it's
jokes.
It's go time.
Let's go in.
We're like we're all fucking tight, and we got to get these Asian jokes out. You come around.
We get every group except you guys.
Kamikazes.
Whoa, I wouldn't say yo, how crazy is it? Speaking of Asian jokes, in the Daily News today, when writing about the new Japanese pitcher, in the Daily News.
Can you believe that?
They wrote... they had a Godzilla reference.
I know.
No, they didn't.
Yes,
they
did.
Like a Godzilla check or something.
A Godzilla, or it's like he was like getting a Godzilla picture. I was like, seriously,
so,
Godzilla,
so
unbelievable. And the editor's gonna act like he didn't know.
Although, let's keep in mind, this is the same paper that the front page today, and I consider them the better of the two tabloid papers in New York. The front page was an article about Bernie Madoff having cancer, and the headline was "Burn in Hell." B-E-R-N.
Wow.
Oh.
And then the thing under it was like, good. I'm not kidding.
I met a
re-emphasize
dude.
The good. He's dying.
I met a dude that said he was, I think, the assistant to a headline writer at a newspaper. I swear to God, I didn't even know there was like just headline writers. And I was like, for which one? He's like, Daily News. I'm like, you. There's someone who just writes those things?
Oh, my God. Well, listen.
Oh, he just writes the headlines.
Just the headlines. Like, none of the story, none of that. They get the story, and he makes the headline.
Oh, I could have came up with Godzilla picture. I could have came up. You don't have to get a
No, that wasn't the headline, it was just in the article.
Thank God they didn't spell it Godzilla. Then that would have been really bad.
I was going to think of a headline that involved me so horny in some way, but I don't really know if it's possible. That's,
see,
too far.
Yeah,
no, you're right. I went too far. So let's talk, let's get back to you and women. I want to hear a little bit more about me.
Okay,
I do want to hear what. What's
is
your,
it? Is it my money or is it? Is it my funny? It's
I
my
think,
funny.
I think it's the
no,
funny.
Because I've seen. Yeah,
funny
I
mean, at the
I'm
bar.
Can I tell my experiences?
Yes.
Okay, I went to Syracuse to rock with Joe Coy. Like,
what do you mean to rock? You open for him?
Yeah, I want like I want to try to get good at being a comedian on the road. Joe Coy was kind enough to let me go with him. Afterwards,
how
yes.
did you do, first of all?
Did great.
You thought it was good?
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Potential.
I love that.
Afterwards, there's some girls
that do
come. The
kid's got potential.
With a wink. He gave me a wink. Yeah.
The kid's got potential.
Shut up.
We got him in the farm leagues. We're working on him.
Top roster.
This kid's got potential. He's got a look. He's got the gelled eyebrows.
So anyway, there's some girls from the comedy club do come out afterwards, but then there's girls just at the bar who have no idea who he is, and he gets it popping, just loud.
Is that good?
Did you?
Yeah.
Let's be honest here.
I'm jealous of that.
Did you fuck that night?
Yes.
That night.
Yeah.
You remember it?
Yes.
You know who it was?
No. You know what's crazy? I hooked up with a girl. All right. I shouldn't say this.
Yep. Yes, you should. It's a podcast. Come on. No one hears this.
Yeah. And literally, I felt like I think I fucked her before.
Wait. When you were hooking up with her? Again?
I swear to God. I was like, I think.
Oh, my God.
Didn't we?
My days.
We did, right? Nah, whatever. So I literally that was in my head.
She said yes? Oh, you didn't. You didn't ask.
Because it was a fan.
Right.
Been to several shows, but for some reason I was like, did we hook up? And you're just pretending that this is the first time.
I don't even think about that though. It's just like music, even more so though.
Yeah.
Like
absolutely.
Women, if they're fans of yours, like they watch your specials,
yeah.
they go on Netflix, whatever they do everything to participate.
Yeah.
Of course they would fuck you.
Yeah,
if you
not?
Were a hot woman and I listened and watched everything you did, I would be desperate to fuck you.
Are you kidding me? I would line up.
Like if it was
play second.
If it was some hot comedian who I loved everything she did, oh my God. Syfe wants to fuck comedians who aren't even. He has been trying to fuck Paula Poundstone. He's been
Stop
trying
it.
To pound her out.
Stop it.
Give her a Poundstone.
Please.
What comedians would you have sex with?
I hope you break your molar. In half.
I know, it's so annoying.
I want you to crack a tooth on the air.
My teeth are strong.
That's when they're brittle, when teeth. They say stuff like that.
Because when you eat a lot of ice, you work them out.
No,
they
you
get stronger.
Don't.
Your teeth get stronger.
No, they don't.
They're muscles.
They're not muscles.
No, I think he's
teeth
right.
are muscles.
I think he's right. The funny thing is people listen to our podcast. And literally, if you listen to our podcast on a regular, I was talking to Rico yesterday. And he's like, he's gotten really into our podcast. He's like, I listen to it at the gym all the time. By the way, he's like such a fucking meathead right now. So he's
really?
Like, if you thought he was a douche before, yeah. WANAP listeners, if you thought Rico was a douche before, he now, if you follow him on Instagram, he is like jacked.
Yeah.
So he's like, I listen to your podcast all the time. He's like, you know, Syfe always eating and playing on his computer. I was like, and that's what our listeners sign up for, to hear Syfe most of the time.
Yeah.
If it's a comedian and someone he likes, like you're a friend, he's
yeah.
in tune.
Yeah. But if, most of the time,
always in tune. You just talk
sometimes
a lot.
Most
though,
of the time, he's on Facebook.
No. Yes, yeah. White Facebook,
organizing iTunes.
He's on his white. You know, Syfe has a white Facebook and a black Facebook.
I saw that.
So he's on his white Facebook. He's organizing iTunes. You've never seen someone spend more time organizing iTunes.
Yeah,
it takes a lot. Takes a lot of time.
Why do you have to organize it?
Because I'm a DJ on the radio and in clubs. I got
a search window.
That's right. That's
just type two letters.
You'd
here
be like
comes.
Me. I just have a mess that I just searched through.
Computers are for
why,
lazy
that's
people.
Why, go.
This isn't a fucking crate of album cipher where you have to organize the fucking album.
Go listen to Rosenberg in a club, and you'll be like, damn, he should have organized it.
He's right. It helps. When you organize, it
Are
helps.
You a two-finger typer?
Yes.
That's why he's organizing it.
No, I got my.
Because he can't go
sets.
To the search window with two fingers.
Because when you're in a party and you're rocking, I don't remember the names of songs. Like, wait, fuck, what's the name of that Jay-Z song? I'm going to type in Jay-Z. 1,000 songs are going to come
right,
up.
Right, that is true.
That's true.
I got a fucking.
So what do you.
Or if you're DJing with Flex, right? Flex yeah. uses my computer and he goes, give me a boom. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
And what would that be?
That's easy. Jay-Z, I know what that is.
I just want to love you.
Bit, yeah. But you have to know Flex talk. Give me on boom, boom, boom.
Got it. Got it.
What's it called?
That's Salt and Pepper.
Any, it was one. I
got a man.
Boom, boom, boom.
That's a Jay-Z. I know
PSA.
That
yeah. And, yeah, but PSA. How do you write PSA? Is it P public dot service? S dot A dot?
It's PSA.
But that's not how it comes if you load the album in from the CD.
If you type in the letter P, PSA comes up.
No. Oh, but there's so much other stuff that comes
how
up.
How much stuff do you have on your computer?
Huh?
How many songs do you have in your computer?
Like 2,000.
Okay, I have 17,000.
It's a lot.
You press don't listen to all that. You don't even play that.
It's music.
Why don't you delete the shit you don't play anymore?
What I'm doing when I'm organizing. I'm deleting shit I don't play.
Go yell for her. I don't know why. I just sort of thought Britney Sky coming with. I thought Joe Koya could make Britney Sky feel awkward.
Wait, I like it.
You like it, right? I think bringing Britney Sky in could be fun. She's beautiful. She's a new girl who works on the show.
She's a hot chalacha.
She's a hot chalacha. You know what hot chalacha is?
Are you putting me in a bad position again?
Yes.
No. I'm putting you in a great. No. This is a great position.
You should have a reality show.
We do. Well, we have something. Where is she? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome for the first time.
Aww.
The beautiful Britney Sky.
You? Have a seat.
Have Brittany. A seat and say hi for a second, Brittany.
He is adorable.
Isn't she?
I'm a hot mess.
No, you're not.
Chalacha. Hot.
Don't you hate it when hot girls say they're a hot mess?
I woke up like this, and
I woke up like this.
God, Brittany, what do you think of this? This is
it's just
look at
the
those
confidence.
Baby hairs. Look at the baby.
The
hairs.
Confidence is what annoys me the most.
What do you
this
mean?
Isn't confidence. I am.
I
really
woke up like this.
Yeah,
you woke up pretty.
Like I woke up.
That's, look at Cypher. He woke up like that.
That's how I woke up.
That's this, not a good way to wake up. His eyes are wet.
This doesn't change.
That never changes. No matter how much pomade he puts in his hair.
And his eyebrows.
How many times he shaves around that mole. It's always going to be Cypher.
You know what's funny? Until you said that, I would have never said he had a mole. I would have never even said you had. If someone goes Cypher Sounds,
it's not a mole. It's a beauty mark.
It's a beauty mark.
I can't call a man.
Mole is like furry and like growling at you.
Can a man really have a beauty mark?
It's a mark.
No, it's a beauty mark.
It's a mark.
The handsome mark.
It's a handsome mark.
I have a beauty mark.
Where's that?
On her ass.
Her whole face.
Oh!
I don't know which side.
What are you? What's your ethnicity?
Yeah, let's talk, Brittany. Talk to Joe Coy.
She's black and ashamed of the Spanish side.
Are you hitting on me?
I've been hitting on you since you walked in.
That's right, Joe Coy.
You know
right
you're hot
work.
When you come in with an ugly jacket and you're the hottest thing in here.
Well, I'm the only girl in here.
We're watching.
Huh?
I said I'm the only girl in here.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Just want our listeners to pay attention to what's happening.
Have you ever dated an Asian guy? Ever? See?
No.
That means you don't have to think that long.
No, I had to think about it because I liked an Asian guy.
You did?
Yeah, but I never
was it
did.
Apple D app?
God.
No.
Sorry.
I
won't do it again.
So
I won't
much.
Do it again.
Was it gin?
No, it was not gin.
But you know gin.
No, I don't know gin. Actually, he's someone I don't know.
Really? Yeah. We make fun of Brittany because we always say she knows a lot of people. Brittany, in case you're wondering, if you're ever bored and you're Googling, if you were to look up the Kendrick Lamar Poetic Justice video, she's the female lead in the video.
Already in it. Already, I'm downloading that.
Right now?
Yeah. I thought you were going to tell him I'm a hot chalacha.
We already did before you walked in.
I already said that right before you walked
but
in.
But we didn't define yet what a hot chalacha is. Can you figure? You can kind of figure
it's
it out.
Her.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. That's the definition. Gosh.
She's a hot chalacha.
Yeah, hot chalacha.
Look at that.
Wikipedia.
Look at that on Wikipedia with a Wikipedia. Picture of Britney Sky.
Yeah. Britney, in that jacket.
In my orange jacket.
And ask Britney Sky how many, considering she doesn't really have a.
How many guys hit you on Facebook a day, on the daily?
I don't know. I don't go on Facebook. I'm not really that.
Okay, but not Facebook.
Facebook.
Other things. You know what he's saying.
Sife, will you do me a favor? Pull up a recent picture of her on Instagram, and why don't you just read through some comments? I think that would be a good place to start.
No.
You know?
That's got to be good.
I think we read through the comments. This would be good. Because how many followers do you have on Instagram?
A lot.
8,000?
58,000.
58,000.
For those wondering.
How many selfies?
Pictures.
A lot of selfies.
And for those wondering,
8,000?
Instagram's like superficial. Like, if
no.
I post a picture of.
You
like,
shut up.
I'm not going to get any likes.
Yeah, you have to put up a picture of that face. You have to show them the goods.
Sucks that it has to be that way, but.
What would you do?
Wow.
If you didn't take a picture of your
she
beautiful
gets a lot
self,
of likes.
What would it be? What would you like to take pictures of?
I gotta get
things
pretty.
That I like.
Like what?
Sometimes places I go, things I like. But I think I need to get good with the camera.
Yeah.
Because if I could take a really good picture, then people might like that too.
I get happy when I get 400 likes. That one has 4,000.
And this is just her wearing a soccer jersey.
You see the soccer jersey?
It's not
you should
tight.
Do one with the orange coat and just see how many people lie on your comments.
Nice coat. Is that
oh,
fur?
Gosh.
Oh my God, you're so cute.
4,000. Let's read some of these. Hold on. She has 4,000 likes on this random picture.
She's adorable.
View 76 comments. Let's see.
Jesus. You know what she is?
I dead ass.
You know what she? You know what she was? She was that really cute baby, and oh. Everyone goes, "Oh, she's gonna be hot when she grows up."
Yeah.
Like almost molest her. Like when you look at the
oh,
baby,
sorry.
Like, this is gonna be cute when
like,
she.
I kind of like.
I'm gonna wait 18 years for this one. I'm gonna save up for this.
Things
one.
You should not say.
Who are you dating? You
nobody.
Seem to have all the game.
No. What?
It's already working.
No.
It's already working.
I'm not dating anybody.
Oh, okay. When was your last relationship?
Long time ago.
What happened?
Just, she hurt me.
Here's the pity aww. Route.
She
here's
hurt
the
me.
Pity route.
Man, what happened?
You know, the cycle is crazy.
She hurt you, though?
Huh?
She hurt you.
She hurt me bad.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here's some comments. Here's some comments from Brittany Skye's Instagram. I'm going to read them in order. Not okay. Even. This isn't special. My name is Brittany, too, and I really think you're beautiful. I deadass did not realize how dope you are. Hashtag sheesh.
That's a trending hashtag, by the way.
It's funny when you read it.
You're so pretty, Brittany Skye. I'm in love with your skin. Nice jersey, love. Cool shirt. I remember you. You went to Aquinas, right? What's Aquinas?
I have no idea what that is.
A-Q-U-I.
It's a good hot dog spot.
So gorgeous. This is a good one. So gorgeous and my role model.
Wow.
Child.
Go to another picture.
Another picture?
You're okay. A child.
I just want to see if they're always the same.
Here's one of her biting a chain.
Okay.
Oh, let me see.
Biting a chain.
Winking. It's a weird face, too. It's a jokey. It's kind of a jokey.
It's the real.
It's from it's the real video.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a video.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's a video. It's got 2,500 likes.
Okay.
All right. Let's start at the bottom. LMAO, that shit is tough. LOL, what the fuck? Gangsta, nah, you look at that girl in Chicago best. I don't know what these people mean. LOL, cutie. So awesome, glad to be a part of this shoot. I don't know who that is. This isn't a good one. This is a video, so it's not making sense. Let's choose a picture. Oh, God, here's one of just her face looking all pretty. And,
does it look like
oh, 4,900 likes.
Jesus Christ.
I love your eyes.
Can we just
you're
do
so
one?
Pretty.
Let's oh do one God, Instagram shot crazy. Of you right now.
Let's not.
And just
why?
Watch the comments roll in.
No.
Let's take a picture.
No, but just to
Joe
see
Coy
the comments.
And her together. Joe Coy and her together.
In a prom
together.
Pic. Like a prom,
yes,
like a prom post.
Pic. Yes.
She won't. We take, come on, do it. Do
and
it.
Then and then it could be my first Asian.
I'll think about oh my first
my
Asian.
First Asian and yeah oh and if you say it's your boyfriend
feeling sushi
can we just do a straight up lie can you say I want to introduce the world to my new boyfriend
oh my God
Joe Coy
oh my God
Joe Coy's him
how old
hashtag
are you?
Huh
how old are you
God really
yeah really
it's gonna ruin the game oh
yeah,
God
just totally deflated did you hear the air come out of the
balloon that was bad that got bad fast.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Goodyear blimp just crashed into the Staples Center.
Real age.
It's at the end where it's flapping around the room. Let's just say, I remember when Silver Spoons was on.
Okay.
Remember that show?
Yeah, that's a good range because I remember that.
And I was going to junior high.
Okay, now that's different. That would put you at about 45?
Yep. Not 45.
42.
Why do you add? You're an idiot.
What?
You do that every time.
What is
you it? Know it's not 45.
What is
you
it?
You added.
No, it's that. You know it's not.
You're a jerk.
42.
Off. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I like older men. I don't go over 40, but
oh,
I might be willing to make some
no.
exceptions. Yeah, maybe.
Oh, shit.
Maybe.
Oh, shit. See, this is why I don't read comments. This is crazy.
That's
so
crazy.
You would have had a chance? Otherwise, you think you could have had a chance?
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm in dating mode.
You're looking.
Anything goes.
Yeah.
Anything goes when it comes.
It's a date. It's one time. Like, why not have a nice night out with a nice guy?
Why does it have to be one time?
Oh.
That's what I was working for.
Got you.
To get to more to one time.
Shooting low
and hoping
high.
For more. Now,
this is disgusting. I can't.
What, the comments?
I'm gonna unfollow.
Well, how
you know
many,
what? Here's the
likes?
Thing.
I'm gonna unfollow.
Here's the thing.
Unfollow crazy. You too. Then don't.
I don't give a fuck.
And I like your pictures.
I don't care who follows
Brittany's
me.
Brittany's a nice Instagram follower. She comments. She smiles.
You should read the comments under Bear's photo.
Well, then I'm going to follow
you. Bear does quite well.
Brittany, I'm going to follow you.
Okay, I'll follow you back.
Oh, God. It's on. It's
on.
Get
it right now.
All right.
I'm logging in.
You don't have to log in to Instagram. Stays on.
Is that the new iPhone?
If you were wondering if Joe Coy is old or not, when he tried to do Instagram, he pulled an Atari at 2600 out of his pocket.
Why does my phone have a joystick?
With just a red button. Is this a red button and a joystick? How do you even... That must take so long to arrow over to the letters. Brittany, are there any men in your life these days, Brittany?
She just said no. Is there?
Then she said
Yes and no.
What do you mean?
I'm just having fun.
Oh, I love that.
I'm having fun. You know when that lady Kim Allen came? That's what she told me.
That you're having
fun.
I need
to stop putting so much pressure on the little things, mm-hmm. even though I feel like relationships and marriage and all those things that I look forward to.
It's a lot.
Yeah. She's like, just have fun. So I've been having fun.
Does that mean you're out here smashing?
No. I'm not a hot jalacha
in that way. No.
You know how I know she's hot? Mm. Look at her fingernails.
Let me see them.
The most perfect fingernails you'll ever see.
What?
They're not that. They're purple.
No, look at the grooming. Not the color. Look at it. Look how perfect her nails are. Please show those.
They're just purple nails.
But thank you. I'll take it.
No, but look at them.
They're
nice. They're not chipped.
They're not chipped. She's clean.
Okay, I was at the airport. This is yesterday.
Now he's going into a comedy routine.
No, I'm not. I'm being serious. This was yesterday,
okay,
you dick. I haven't done one joke.
All right,
yet.
No. I thought that's where you
were. Natural.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hot. Mm-hmm. Open toe.
Ooh.
Big toe. The paint is starting to outgrow.
Oh.
So you see the real nail and then the painted nail.
I'm not into foot here.
Second toenail, no fucking polish.
At all?
At all.
Oh.
Why did you put those fucking shoes on?
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
One toe has polish, the other one's naked.
And that just that tells me a lot about her. Like
as a person.
As a person.
Oof. Gross.
Like cover the shit up. Wear socks this day. It's a sock day.
Have some pride.
It's a sock day.
It's a sock day.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm not big on feet.
I'm just saying, don't fucking pull those out when they look like that.
I couldn't agree more with you.
You don't want to see my feet. Ever.
No?
Sock day every day.
Every day.
Sock day every day.
Can I see, what's your Instagram?
Oh, here we go. It's all happening.
Jokoy. Can we comment on each other?
Nuts?
Sure.
No, it's regular.
I just posted
for
a pic of my...
A day in the life?
Listen, we're doing what you couldn't do.
We are losers.
Oh, me
and you? We are losers.
You're a real loser because you married a Filipino woman.
That makes me a loser?
No.
His wife is hot. Just,
no, she's hot.
She bad.
No, but guess who has him? Guess who has you on lockdown? Her mom.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right, Saipa?
My wife is a loser.
Saipa.
Saipa.
Why is she marrying me?
How is she a loser?
Why is she marrying me?
Because you're a fucking bore.
Her self-esteem must be shit.
And all you've done, let's be honest, all you've done is make her more boring.
Hashtag sheesh in the bad way. Negative sheesh.
Hashtag sheesh minus. That's your wife's life.
Lesser than
Wait,
sheesh.
So oh. Where are your parents from? Because you don't look full-on Asian.
Full-on Asian.
He doesn't have full-blown Asian.
What's full-blown Asian
you're
look like? I'm a halfsie.
He is a halfsie.
Half white.
Half white. You know what that means? That means he's half right.
You know what I love about this podcast? All of us are on Instagram.
Right now, I'm just looking at different people. I'm looking at Nidhi Scott on Instagram now.
You love her.
Who?
Her body is.
Who do you like?
This girl, Nidhi Scott.
She came to your birthday party, right? Your birthday.
Yeah, and she looked... Her body is just... Sheesh, positive sign?
Sheesh.
Let me see.
Her body, this is like, and she didn't used to show it at all.
Jesus.
I mean, she's a friend of mine. I'm sorry, Nitty, but your body is fucking crazy.
Brittany, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about.
That's what you're talking about?
Well, look like what she posted. Fucking pajama day. Let's do ugly orange coat day.
Yeah, you could totally do that.
But her face is not in it. If I don't have to be in it, then I just look crazy today.
I know, just watch. Watch the I bet you'll get 5,000.
Let's just try it. Let's just try it.
Watch her get 5,000 comments.
Why do you think she looks any crazier than she normally does?
I mean, I usually look crazy in the morning.
What do you mean crazy?
Well, let me say this about Brittany Sky. Brittany Sky comes in here, and one of the things I really like about her is that she's a beautiful woman who dresses like a hobo. Often.
The hottest hobo.
She's the hottest hobo you'll ever see.
She wears some
crazy. Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. She
you
looks
would make
like,
so much money as a hobo.
Oh, you'd kill
I would
it.
Throw fucking money
you
at
her. You would make it rain on you.
Oh, my God.
But then, and this is why I say that, Sife, because to, when I DJed the in Brooklyn a few weeks ago, she came out. And she was like, I saw her and I was like, yeah.
Hachalacha.
I was like, oh, fuck, Brittany, I forgot. Really? You're fucking gorgeous. Yeah, she looked amazing.
Really?
And I was reminded of it because normally she.
Yeah. She could come in here a little more.
Yeah, no, she doesn't.
The time that's
but
that
I like that she doesn't ever
morning.
Try to.
There's nicer sweatsuits than the one you
I
wear. That take the same amount of time.
Take, what, no.
Yes, there are.
She doesn't match her sweatsuits.
Her profile pic doesn't look the same, though.
No. I think you spelled her name wrong. Let me show Sife.
Doesn't look like her at all.
I don't know. She doesn't
a
look good.
A little off.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you guys are so.
That's not nice.
Please, if you want to laugh at this joke, please look up Brittney Sky.
Yeah.
Nice.
That Brittney yeah. Sky is not you.
Yeah.
It's not you.
Yellow headband is not really working. Hashtag haters favorite.
All right, Brittany.
Well, where's
Brittany?
Here.
Are you?
What?
You don't want me to leave?
That's it?
No. Yeah.
Can we hug?
We can hug.
All right.
We'll meet after this podcast.
Yeah, I want
to
hold on. Don't hug yet. Don't hug yet. Don't hug yet. Don't Joe. Don't hug her yet.
He's gonna get his camera ready.
Ooh. All right. At least I have that. Keep holding it. Enjoy it. Get all of it.
Sound like you enjoyed it.
Yep. Let's take it all the way in. Squeeze it.
Let go.
Oh, she's still holding on.
Oh. You guys are so
funny. Whew. All right. Now leave so we can talk about you. We can recap.
That's amazing. You smell good.
She does. She has a nice smell, right?
Irish Spring.
I love an Irish Spring.
I love a woman in Irish
Spring. How often do you have a black woman?
My last black woman.
What was your last black?
She was a Dominican in black. Or Dominican, right?
Out here?
Is that right?
On the New York
yeah,
side?
Sure. No, I was in L.A.
In L.A.?
Sure.
Yeah.
The Dominicans made it that far out, huh?
Yeah. There was a Greyhound discount.
Why would you say something like that?
They made
it out that far.
I don't know. They usually
the water surrounds America. You float.
Oh, so you think they floated?
Yeah, you can make it.
So how was that? Did the black woman like you in general?
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah. She liked me.
Here's a question.
What?
Which side of your family handled your penis? Did you get the white penis? Or did you get the Asian?
My mom's Filipino.
So now we know
she's
Brittany,
showing interest now.
But now we know she has not listened to one single second of your comedy.
Why?
To ask that question.
Who?
Is your mom white or?
Oh, yeah. She has no idea. She said she didn't know.
Oh, nothing.
You haven't heard one second of this fucking podcast.
Yeah, it's worse that you don't know the podcast.
What a dick.
Who are you?
Yeah, I'm Joe, your friend.
No.
Wait, you thought this was.
You've opened for me.
You think this was the other
And you have potential.
Who takes his clothes off?
I thought this was Steve Byrne.
No.
I'm not Bobby Lee, asshole.
You thought it was Bobby Lee.
Why are you still dressed? Why is this guy still
dressed? Why am I not? Bye, Brittany. God, I love her.
What'd you think?
She's beautiful.
See, you think I always do mean
She's
things
a keeper.
To you. Thought I always do mean things to you, but what did I do? I did a nice thing.
You hooked me up.
Hooked you up.
Look at that.
You'd have a chance now.
That's the first
Do we
hookup.
Want that, though?
I.
Do we want her to come in Monday morning, slosh bucketed from Joe Coy weekend?
I don't know. It'd be pretty funny.
I don't know. Wait, where are you staying? In the city or by Levity?
By Levity. I'm on the so seventh.
I would
I'm
be happier with Brittany getting banged by Joe Coy.
And Wiz Khalifa.
And some random. Well, Wiz is married.
Random then, rappers.
Or just a random guy in New York, an industry scenester.
Ooh, gotcha. Yeah. A guy with a really cool business card.
Yeah, some guy she meets at like a Nike
Nike
Def event.
Def Jam assistant yeah. to the
head of development.
Guy.
I'd much yeah. rather have it be
Joe Coy.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Thanks, man.
And I have faith that you'd treat her right.
Joe's
good. Oh, my God,
too.
I would.
And he's not clingy. Like, she could go to L.A. and do a thing and then hang out with Joe if she wants.
No big deal. I support this.
She could stay at either one of my places.
Oh, why didn't you say that when she was here?
Stunting on us.
Why didn't you say that when she was here?
Shut up. Wait, can we bring her back so I can say that?
Yeah, we should.
Either one of my places.
Open the door and turn on the speaker. either the place in.
The house or the condo.
The house
either
in,
one.
The house where? The
Which
house.
Which one do you stay at the most?
Right now, the condo, because the house is being burned out.
We're adding a floor. Gangster.
Are they both in L.A.?
Life.
Yeah, they're paid.
Paid off?
Life.
Okay.
They're paid?
Yeah. Well, the house is almost paid.
The condo?
Completely paid. Yeah.
It's just there.
That was fun. That's fun money.
It's just there. Can we be honest for a second?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a nice condo. Yeah.
But it's in L.A. Where in L.A.? Roughly.
The Studio City, both of them.
It's Studio City.
You have a condo and a house.
I got a
in
condo.
The same neighborhood.
I don't understand. Why in the same neighborhood?
Yeah.
Are you going to rent one out?
I'm not going to lie. I bought the condo first and then I bought the house.
And then what's going to happen with the condo?
I'm going to keep it.
Are you going to rent it out?
Yeah. I'm going to use it probably for an office.
The bang bro.
It's a nice condo.
The bang bus?
The bang hut.
Bang hut. Is that what you do?
It's the cunt condo.
That's disgusting. You just lost listeners.
You're disgusting.
You can't use that word.
Sife, you're disgusting.
You're disgusting.
Cunt on Juan Epstein.
You can't use
Juan
that.
Juan Epstein, you can use cunt.
Don't keep saying it. Now you're being gratuitous.
What do you mean?
You already said it three times.
Man.
There's a 4 C word limit.
That's it.
For Juan Epstein?
Even Juan Epstein.
No.
You think?
There's a cunt quota. You're telling me there's a cunt quota.
Yes, you just broke it.
Just broke it.
Asking that question.
Do you live near Russell Peters?
Yeah, we live on the same street.
Bullshit.
5 minutes from me. Yeah.
That's where I stayed the last time I was in L.A.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, everyone stays at Russell's.
Right, of
house.
Course. If you like hip hop or comedy, you're welcome to stay.
Okay, Russell. Okay, my condo is 5 minutes from Russell's house, and then my house is higher up that mountain.
That same hill.
Mine's at the top of it.
Oh, so let's be honest. Your house kind of stunting on Russell's house.
Let's be honest, Russell. Is gangster.
Yeah, Russell's. I mean, Russell's.
He got long money.
And his house.
Russell got long money.
Small for what he could do.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great house.
No, it's a reasonable house. Because let's be. I'm being.
Russell's house is gay. It's got an elevator.
No, it's got an elevator. It's got a pool. It's got a pool house that's sizable.
Beauty. He's got 7 cars
got
for no reason.
He's got a slave that lives in the pool house.
That's so funny.
He's not a slave.
Eddie's a paid
he's
slave.
An indentured servant.
Eddie's an indentured servant. He lives in the pool house.
His room smells like chlorine.
Eddie's
he's that close.
It's in the pool. His pool house is
his
the
eyes
pool.
Are burning when he answers the door.
But no, I think you're right, though. I think he's being reasonable because I think in Studio City you could get an awesome house like Russell Peters for like one. I think you get that for under $2 million.
No,
Russell's was about.
About 2?
I think it was close.
3?
No, maybe 2. Yeah, maybe.
Studio City's reasonable. No. It's reasonable. Miller, let's put it this way. Mac Miller has not a mansion, but a huge house with a pool in Studio City at the top of a hill.
Yeah.
And we know Mac Miller's done very well, but he hasn't made $10 million.
Right.
He's made a couple million dollars total.
Yeah.
And he didn't spend all of it.
He's in Studio City, too.
Yeah.
I'm right there. I'm at.
Dude,
you got to see my
dude,
place.
We should, Sife,
it's
if we
gangster.
Mapped out everyone we knew in Studio City, we could do a one-app run through Studio City.
No, but you know why? I will say this, though, and I'm just saying, Studio City, that's the place to move right now. It's perfect. It's just, everything is there for you. And it's, you know, you're 15 minutes from Beverly Hills.
It's not too bougie, right?
Yeah, it's not bougie. It's got all the stores you want. It's hip. It's forward. It's trendy.
I'm tempted. I should, instead of trying to buy a house in New York, I wonder if I should just buy a house in Studio City.
Yeah, you should.
And just rent it out. And then one day when I'm ready, I move out to my house in L.A.
There you go.
Okay.
Scottish. I don't think you'll ever be ready for L.A.
No. I don't think I will be either.
No.
Say, do you really think you could do it?
What?
L.A.?
Yeah. Last time I went.
Who can't? Have you seen the weather today?
No, New Yorkers.
It's disgusting.
New Yorkers are different in LA, man. I like this weather. I like cold.
I like LA weather.
Yeah,
before
I
got on the plane, shorts.
No, I like
shorts and a V-neck.
I love weather. No.
Riding a scooter to get something to eat.
Really, a scooter?
Yeah.
What kind of scooter?
Who cares?
Like a little.
I have 3. Why? What's the big deal? Are you trying to. It's my fun ride.
But it's like a little.
That's what
kid's...
I go down the hill with.
The little kid scooter? Do you push yourself?
No, it's not a little kid. No, I mean a moped,
a moped scooter.
Okay, I moved to L.A.
Yes.
Let's talk about it.
What's going to happen?
Joe Coy, I'm being dead serious.
Yes.
I moved to L.A. I get a small role on a NBC comedy.
Wow.
Right?
Yes. I think
well, NBC won't hire you, but maybe ABC
Okay,
family.
ABC. An ABC yes. family comedy.
Family. No, hold on. Sorry, real
ABC
quick.
Night.
He didn't mean... A family comedy that airs on ABC.
I know.
ABC even a comedy family. That airs on ABC Family.
Fine.
Okay, I just want to be clear.
I'm some weird goofy chef and some kiddie show.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And every day they get, hey, Juan Pablo. And I'm like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I made jalapeno muffins.
I moved to
Not
LA.
Not the same jalapeno muffins.
This is different. This one has a brown sugar.
Oh.
So delicioso.
Oh, Juan Pablo.
Oh, Juan Pablo.
You're so crazy. All right, so yes, you go
I
out
do
there.
It for LA. The keys.
Do we hang out?
Can I fuck your mother? And that's
no.
when you get fired.
No. That's the episode that goes,
I want to fuck your mother.
The outtakes.
I put jalapenos on my penis.
No one, Pablo.
Like
no.
Your mama te gusta.
I only do that if I'm on the show And then somebody from like Parks and Rec is like, "We really want you on Parks and Rec, but you have to get out of your contract."
So
I fucked your mother.
And you asking Joe Coy if he'd hang out with you?
We hang out in L.A.
You can stay in the condo.
You could rent him the condo?
I'll let him stay free.
How long? What if he needs it for 2 months?
Yeah, then we have to talk about that.
How long can I stay in the condo
for free? Be honest, real answer. He calls you next week and goes, "Yo, fuck
two
it."
2 weeks.
Could he get two?
Well, I'll give you 6 weeks.
Six
that's weeks. Pilot season.
Pilot. 6 weeks is that's a lot.
Not bad.
But you're walking
I'm
in
a
and
good
out.
Friend.
You're walking in and out
that's
of the
a,
condo.
That's a
though, right?
That's a refrigerator filled with condiments.
But you're walking
all,
in and
all
out
for
though.
You.
All right? The ketchup, mustard.
Mayonnaise.
You're there though. You're yeah. walking in and out. This chick's coming through.
Yeah, he has some extra pussy.
But there's
now.
A room. You got a room.
I'll be at the house.
But he'll stop by.
But I'll ride the scooter down.
Just roll down the hill
to say hi to you.
So the condo is
if
really
you stole
like your,
anything.
Is your fridge and closet to the house?
Yeah, you keep extra shit in there too, right?
Yeah,
you got some stuff there. You'd have to sleep on this. So
run amok, have fun.
But yeah, have fun in there.
Run around, do what you want.
I was like, what about your wife though? Is she in there too?
Huh? No.
This is a divorce plan.
No.
Are you getting a divorce?
No, my wife is not coming.
Your wife is gorgeous.
She is. My wife is not coming on the initial LA run. She's going to come out once I'm established.
If she goes out with you to L.A., she might make it before you do.
Yeah, 100%.
On some real shit.
Bring her
out there. I want to be 100% honest. I know you're not into this type of thing. But for the record, if you and I wanted to make it famous,
yeah.
If we could get our wives to make a lesbo sex tape, we're out of here.
And we pop off.
But we host it, and we're like, it's our wives. Do this! We would pop the fuck off.
You think so?
Oh my
yes!
God, yeah.
A gorgeous
and we get
Asian blonde,
some like iced tea shit. Like we're like iced tea, and then we bring our wives to the clubs, and they're hosting. But we're like, yeah,
we just sit back.
Yeah,
that could work.
Or you guys can play like
picture
you
this all American blonde and his
oh
and his Asian just all together.
How did you get this?
Same way as I did. Just fat fucks, just pulling down fucking hot.
How do we do it?
How do we do? We did it. We fucking did it, and it's
good
over.
Job. And you bought her a dog.
We adopted Bear the dog. Thank you very
That's
much.
That's beautiful, man.
So what if we... I think we should do this.
I met a chick that was like a sluttier version of Rosenberg's wife.
This is a weird story. He's going to tell it, but it's a weird story.
And I want to smash it just to like... I want to call her Lex while I'm smashing.
Yeah. That's good. Why not?
So
say your wife's name.
So demented.
I can't
That's
do
not
it.
Demented.
I
demented.
Can't do it.
Although, can I tell you the truth?
Can I ask you a serious question?
Yes.
Do you ever think about fucking other guys' wives?
Oh my God!
No,
you're a liar.
Hold on,
and that's why I don't trust you all the time.
When you say you mean you people and you mean Jews.
Your people.
I knew it. So real quick, I think Sife's wife is super hot. I've never thought about her or any of my friends.
Stop it!
I don't.
See?
Not out of respect. Just of not getting my rocks off. I'll tell you the truth. This is so weird, Sife. Not attracted to her at all in real life.
Who?
I used to occasionally sexually fantasize, this is so weird, about Kay Fox. Didn't find her attractive in real life, but there was something wrong about it in my fantasy that I liked.
Like the taboo of it?
Yeah, it seems so taboo, but not with friends' wives.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, Kay Fox would, like, in person, no interest. Like, she was, like, I just didn't think of her. At home, when I'm already...
Pop in? She would
pop
in? She'd walk in?
And she could stay.
In the fantasy, she'd walk in.
She could walk in. I'd say, sit down and have a drink.
Like solo, or there was other chicks?
No.
And she walked in.
She could walk in and kick the bitches out. And be
solo.
And I'd be like, stay. It's your scene right now.
Wow.
Don't know why. Not in real life.
Wow.
Just in the fantasy.
Only in fantasy.
That is a breakthrough on the Water podcast.
Alexa, if you're listening, I'm being serious. I never thought of it that way in person. But in my head, every once in a while, she'd pop in. And I'd be like, you know what? Stick
around. It's going to be a fight at home.
Really, Peter?
It's going to be a
really?
Fight. This is what
Who
happens.
Who else you want to fuck? You want to fuck Laura Stiles and Britney Sky?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course I do. It's funny how quickly women can get desexualized, though, when they sit next to you. It happens pretty fast.
Yeah.
Britney Sky showed up the first week. I was like, man, she's hotter in person than I realized. And about a week later, I was like, who's this? She's like a little girl.
That's like any girlfriend that you've ever been with, though.
It's
so true.
Isn't that the problem?
It's like a limit. It's like after like the 30th time. You know, like,
fucking them or seeing them even?
Fucking them.
Oh, no, I mean even seeing them.
Fucking him.
The way he said it was awesome.
It's like right around 30, you're kind of like just with your chin on your fist, fucking her, like bored, like
turning on a movie. Well, let's see if you can leave the TV on during
SportsCenter's on again.
Who's the hottest woman? I know you. It's in your head. Hottest woman you've ever fucked?
I can't say it, but she's
but just
been
describe
in movies.
Her. Oh, she's been in movies.
Yeah. But I don't want to say her
adult
name. She's
movies.
Really nice. No,
don't say
that one too. That was fun.
Oh, what porn star? You can say that. What porn
no,
star?
I don't want to.
You can't say what porn star you fucked. They're not supposed to say.
Oh,
they
wait
you.
A minute.
They don't care.
Don't, Sife.
No, I don't know anything who
Sife,
you've been
don't.
With.
Sife.
No.
Sife.
You said
Sife, please.
It was a
don't
porn
do it,
star.
Man.
Keep going.
That I said Rosenberg knew her.
Oh yeah, you do know one that I really love.
And he was like, "Yo, I wish I could."
Gianna Michaels.
I love her too.
I love her.
She didn't need.
I introduced her to my mom.
Can you introduce him to Gianna?
Let's see if let's call her and see if she answers the phone. She won't. This is and now it's going to be weird.
Look at this.
And now it's weird.
Why is it weird?
Why am I? Cause I never called her before.
So
and by
what?
The way,
she doesn't care.
And by the way, no. And the last time I texted her, she didn't respond. Like last week, I wrote her. I was like, "Hey, happy
man,
new year."
Press
how you
send
been?
On that goddamn phone. Right. This is bullshit.
Joe, by the way,
time for this.
She's not going to pick up.
For the record,
the phone has a condom over it.
For the record, Joe, why am I being so nice to you? You can never be mad at me again.
I'm always
I brought in
nice
Brittany.
To you.
No, I brought in Brittany, and now I'm calling my my dream sex partner.
Yeah,
I mean she's a dream.
She is.
Come on, I want Joe Coy to get to do something I've never done. She's like, why the fuck?
Is she this
her end. She's like, should I just end or should I wait until it? Should I make it seem natural?
While you're calling her, do you think there's a dick in her mouth and the director's like, your
what
phone's ringing?
I don't even know how active
she's
she is.
She's like, arr.
If I leave her a voicemail, Joe, don't say anything like that.
I promise.
Please leave your message for 8-1.
Hold on.
Please leave your message for.
Joe.
What were you hiding the phone number?
No, I was hiding her phone number. Hey, Gianna, what's up? It's Peter Rosenberg from Hot 97. I'm sitting here.
What's up, G?
That's Sife. I'm sitting here doing my Juan Epstein podcast with Joe Coy, who told me that he's a huge fan of yours. And asked if I would ever introduce you. Joe, say hello to Gianna.
Hello. How are you?
Why are you talking with a British accent? That's your way of kicking game?
It would be a pleasure.
He's nervous.
Hi,
like
lady.
I don't know why he's getting so nervous, but he's a famous comedian. He's very handsome. He's half Asian. I don't know if that's your thing or not. But anyways, talk to you later.
That's your thing or not.
I hope you're well. Bye. I hooked you up.
My friend took me to
he didn't even care. He went to a weird British accent. Porn. Did you have a monocle when you did that?
I did.
That was really strange.
I became the Monopoly guy. my friend took me to the Triple Expo, you know, the porn thing.
Yeah, the one in
and
the one
Gianna,
here.
Gianna had a booth, right?
God.
So I walked up to her and I wrote my email address on a $5 bill. And I handed it to her. I go, that's my business card. There's more where that came from.
No, you didn't.
I don't think that would work.
Yeah, that was a terrible approach. Why did you do
work?
That?
Because she's a porn star.
But
that's the only way you can
talk to them.
Approach.
But
yeah.
A five might
throw
be
money.
Yeah, five it might be a little low though.
Fuck, and I had a 20 too. But
no, I would think even bigger than that. I think maybe
a hundo.
100.
No.
Be honest.
Work for 100.
But be honest. In a
well,
world,
look at all the work
have you ever spent money for? Have you ever spent money for sex?
I think so. Yeah.
You paid for it.
I think so, indirectly.
What do you mean? No, I don't mean like you bought
like
a girl.
Like airfare?
Flight. No. But was she a prostitute?
No.
You've never had sex with a prostitute?
No.
But a porn star?
Like airfare.
That's like paying for sex, right? Hey, fly over here and fuck me,
it
lady.
It definitely is.
You want a trip?
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't do it now. Fuck.
What?
Forgetting you're married.
I keep forgetting I'm married. I wanted to get to that airfare level.
You fly him in?
Yeah, fly him in or where you go and then you fly him out. Damn it.
You gotta hook it up with
Sife,
your wife.
You're so full of shit.
Fucked up.
Why? You've done that before.
No, never. I don't have that. I'm cheap. I ain't got that paper.
To fly chicken?
To fly out?
You could have. If you'd wanted.
No, I could have. But that I would look at that as a waste of money. If I don't have the money to blow.
If I didn't have any moral qualms with paying for sex, if I'm being dead honest, if I had an endless money supply and you said, how much for Gianna Michaels, how she looks now.
Yes.
To fuck
she
her.
She still looks good.
Yeah, to fuck her for a weekend. If you're like to have her for a weekend, what would you pay? If I had money, like I had a few million dollars to my name, I would not balk at spending.
I'd give at least a couple hundred.
You can't hand it over.
I'd dump
no,
a couple
I don't
hundred
mean,
in
I mean,
20s.
I mean, I wouldn't do it, period. But what I'd be willing to spend for that experience.
How much?
$25,000?
You're out of here.
Probably the right rate.
Fucking mine.
No, she wouldn't.
That's probably the right rate for a weekend rate. That's
a weekend?
Probably on her menu. I bet you that's like.
I don't know if she, I don't think
an
I don't,
entree
I don't know
portion.
If she does that.
25.
I think she just does straight porn. That's it.
I do not know for a fact if Gianna
fucking money.
Does that for fun.
It's crazy,
escorts.
Right?
What, $25,000? There's no woman you'd pay $25,000 to have sex with?
No.
If money was no object and there was no moral qualms with doing that?
Cypher.
No.
Stop.
You'd pay
never.
You can play this game and lie.
I would never pay $25,000 for some pussy.
No? I'd rather have that than a car.
You're stupid.
No way.
You would pay $25,000.
No way.
Yeah,
$25,000?
When you're at that level.
If you have $3 million, you're sitting on cash, you're liquid $3 million.
No,
you're liquid $3
there's
million.
Nothing. Yeah. There's got nothing it. I would. No way. No way.
$25,000.
What's $2,500 for a girl that looks exactly like her?
It's not Gianna, though.
It might be better.
No, no, no.
Man, that shit is a pussy's pizza.
It, even when
it's all
not
the same, man. You might have a bad slice, but it's still pizza.
Wow. Did you hashtag that. Hashtag.
A long hashtag.
Yeah. That is a long, but it's a good one to read.
Do you think maybe after Sife's performance today, do you think we should make a new one? I've that this says hashtag cuntfather.
Yeah.
That's your new nickname because you dropped the C word.
Yeah,
I said the C word before. Nah, $25,000 though.
I don't know. I would.
I might go like.
What about a threesome? What about two for the weekend?
No, I don't like threesomes.
You don't like threesomes? Yeah. Are you talking right now for your wife?
No, because
she's listening.
She knows I don't like threesomes. I'm not into it.
But he hasn't had one.
Never had one.
He's saying he's not interested in one.
You're not interested because you probably can't hang. Is that what? That's what
yes.
it is.
Well, that's part of it.
No, I definitely.
You probably can't hang.
No, we could call some old pieces and they'll
like
say,
when you
oh,
move.
Not about that. You're
this
good
is
sex.
This is probably okay. what it is, Seth. But you probably when you're moving to the other chick, it's already done.
No,
you're not worried about that.
No,
all right.
What about pressure though? You wouldn't feel pressure.
Holy yeah. shit! There's fucking five guys
not
in the room.
It.
We're all looking at you like a.
I don't care.
You're a liar.
I'm different than you. There's no problem in that.
That yes, there different. Is. Difference wrong. And Seif, no, but Seif's like Seif's like one of those guys though who goes. I don't like roller coasters. I'm not scared of them. I just don't like them.
Yeah.
That's a lie. That means yeah. you're scared of them and you won't want to get on them. Oh. If you get on one, you're going to like it.
I've been on mad roller coasters. I'm not scared of them. I just don't like the feeling of it.
So you are one of those people. I was using that as an example. You also don't like roller coasters?
Yeah, but I don't like roller coasters. But I'm not scared of it.
And you don't like threesomes, but you never had one.
I could
what else don't you like
I
that you don't
have mad
yeah.
threesomes.
What does that mean, Sife? You can't say that unless it's...
What?
Unless two bitches are sitting in front of you, two yeah. ladies, and they go, we want to have a threesome, and yeah. you walk no. out of the room,
if there's,
I don't
yeah.
think you could say you could have had
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you wouldn't say that. If there was two girls sitting next to you, they were like, we want to share your dick now.
You'd be like, I'm out. Fuck that. That's not how I feel.
I don't like threesomes.
Nah,
I feel very strongly about
I'm
that.
Different.
Nah,
I'm different,
I
and I don't like
I don't
threesomes. Now, one can leave... We can have our way with just one, and then you leave, and then the other one comes in, and
no,
then I'll have my way with
this.
You, and then that will be my definition of
this.
A threesome. But
if
all
it,
of us at the same
like
time,
that,
I don't like it. I'm different.
I don't like it. I'll just hit it with the...
No.
Stop it.
Sife.
I'm not into it.
You're so full of shit.
I'm not. I'm
I feel
really
like I'm
real.
Talking to my son right now.
I'm really real.
My son can lie like that, too, with a straight face.
Daddy, I don't like threesomes. Shut up.
No, no, I broke. Who broke the remote control? I don't know. It just broke. You fucking liar. You broke it. Who else?
You're the only person in the house.
Plus, you're a kid. Only a kid would break a remote control.
No, not me.
Yeah, my son will lie with a straight. Just
I
like what
like
you're doing right now.
And I'm not paying 25 stacks.
So what's Wait. The most you would pay for your favorite? Who's your favorite? You have a favorite?
No porn stars. Like a... Pay what, like hand over money?
No, I don't mean that. I just mean what value would be worth it that if it was deducted in your life?
Like Ashley Judd or somebody?
Anyone. Ashley Judd.
Okay, wait.
I like Ashley Judd,
too. Now, what do you mean? What do you mean? Would I pay 25 grand?
You said Ashley Juggs, the porn star?
No, Ashley Judd.
No, no.
Like, hold on. So you're saying, like, 25,000 to, like, fly myself to where she is and have to pay for my accommodations, and it would equal 25,000?
Can I take you guys to my world? Here's what it is. Here's what the 25,000 is. Let me go into my happy place. Friday night, you arrive in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Shortly thereafter.
Myself?
Sure. Shortly thereafter, the girl or girls of your choice, I'm going to say two because it'd be fun,
yeah.
show up at the hotel.
Yes.
They show up. They come in the room. You relax, fuck, hang out, shower, go to dinner, and that's the whole weekend. It's just waking up the next day, doing whatever you want to do, and it's fucking whatever, and it's going out to eat, and it's just hanging and partying.
Yeah.
Whole week. Not into that.
Nah.
That sounds fun to me.
Doesn't it sound great? Yeah.
Nah.
Vegas doesn't
I'm not
sell that?
I'm that type of guy.
It does. Vegas
you, Joe is definitely that type of guy.
What the fuck? What are you, Cypher?
Go to Vegas. What kind of man are you?
I need like
go to Vegas with the dudes. Go to the
no,
the
but I need
dolphin
girls.
Habitat Mirage.
I could do stuff like that, but I need a girl that I could fucking hang with, like chill with, a cool girl that
what
I could
they're
talk
cool
to.
Too? Okay, they're cool too.
But they just show up. You don't even know them.
No. You're being too literal.
That's what you're saying.
Okay, you meet the girls. They're cool as shit. You haven't fucked them yet, but you're friendly with them. They're fucking both gorgeous.
One.
She's gorgeous and cool.
I've done that.
Okay, and she says, I just want to fly into town for the weekend.
Yes.
We'll go to some improv shows. We'll go to dinner.
Yes.
And we can fuck in between. Whenever we're not at improv shows, we're fucking. Then we're going back to improv.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
You haven't even liked improv since that happened.
I'm saying, but not with improv, but I've done that. I've gone to Vegas with chicks I know from other places or Cali.
You met up with them.
Or Miami, when I used to be in Miami. I used to run through Miami.
So then why did you just say
you
never?
No, because you're saying it like the way you worded it was
you
like.
You never flew chicks in.
No, I didn't fly them in.
They were already there.
They were there or they flew themselves in. I never paid for a flight.
Oh, but they may have flown themselves.
You can stay in my room.
That's nice. He always gets a nice. He always gets a room with two beds.
It's like it's even more baller if they flew themselves in.
But listen, the way you sounded was
they were like, "I need this
Cypher prostitute."
Cypher will get the nicest room at the Excalibur.
Like you order them in a book, and two girls show up.
Right, but they're not prostitutes. They're special made for you.
No, like girls that I know that I met.
Yeah, but you never had sex with them. You just want to have.
Yeah, I've done that before.
And you never had sex with them.
Yes. No, and then when they came to where you were and then you have sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, that's
you remember having
though.
This conversation that's when you were 11?
Yeah. But it was future tense.
That's now, not when you were 12 and we had this conversation. Let's just say you go to Vegas, two girls, you go to the room, and you fuck all weekend, and then you guys eat at a buffet, and then you fuck again.
I've never had
how that. How much would you pay for it?
Wait, you've never
seriously,
had that?
I would go at least $200.
You don't travel and you don't meet girls.
I do. I have girls that I'm friends with.
Nah, you get ugly girls on
Facebook?
On the AOL chat room.
I've had that too. I've known girls in other cities. I never had one that was like a fuck fest, though. I never had that experience.
Yeah,
I always
had that, man.
I always met them. I didn't have the years single to do that. I've only started traveling when I had a wife.
Yeah. But international is across the water, you're single.
I really feel I should be.
That is true. Hawaii, you're single.
Hawaii, too?
Yeah, it's
I mean, it's
connected.
A state, but it's that's a lot of ocean.
Some parts of Florida, too. It's far
what
enough.
What cities?
The one at the tip.
Miami.
Yeah.
Beach.
South Beach.
South Beach.
Tampa. If you're in Tampa.
Oh, anything goes to Tampa.
I met a girl.
Anything Trampa Bay.
Trampa Bay. Yeah. Anything else.
I met a girl that worked in the hotel where I was at.
Yes, yes.
And I went many times.
Wait, hold on. You met her at the hotel?
Yeah, she worked at the hotel.
That's illegal, by the way.
Why?
Go ahead.
Was she
That's
Mexican?
A felony.
To fuck a girl at a hotel?
You can't fuck a hotel employee.
Yeah, you can't do that. You did that?
I'm it's sure. Law. I did.
Hold on. You met her. What did she do at the hotel?
Front desk.
No.
She was doing
in the office. Something in the office.
She was something in her office, and you met
her.
She
was an executive.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
We became cool, whatever. Met her that time. We became cool. Stayed in contact with her. Next time I went down there, different hotel. She came through. We spent the whole weekend.
At the hotel?
No, we go out, dinner. She came with me when I had to DJ. Came back.
It's a side of Sci-Fi. I had no idea.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, what do you? What do I look like?
Because you're so street. You're so.
I'm not street.
I got my ear to the street. I got 17,000 songs on iTunes. I run with Flex Master Flex.
Flex Master Flex. The 17,000 songs.
Nah, but yeah, I've never
handed over
money.
I just like
money.
To go on a nice date with a lady and
I do
talk.
I like dates.
By the way, you guys can stop filming at any point. This is a long podcast. We love it. But
yeah, I don't like going to just a fuck fest. I like going on dates and hanging out, going to see some tourist shit.
Those are the parts I hate.
Yeah, I know. He is so gay.
Yeah.
That's not gay, man. I'm getting pussy.
No, but you're like, my favorite part is the tourism part.
I had a chick in I go see sights.
No, why?
I love it. I like sights. I like history.
Oh,
I had a chick in London. Woo. Asian. Asian chick with an English accent.
Wow.
What happened to that? No offense, your
she
wife.
She moved to Cali and then disappeared. She's probably into doing porn or something.
Damn, really? Do you want me to look for her? Because I can look that up on porn.
I wouldn't even remember her name.
And you spent a weekend with her?
More than that.
And you don't remember her name?
I don't remember her name. Well, she dissed me, and I got upset.
Was there an ing at the end of the name?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I'm being serious. This is a serious moment. This is the moment you can't afford to miss.
No, this is the part. This is the part of the show.
Yeah, this is the part serious of the show moment. You can't afford. This is the moment. I really didn't. I'm not suggesting for a moment that you wouldn't have been able to have sex with that girl otherwise. But you were also DJing and cool.
Nah.
Somewhat.
Nah.
What were you?
You were nobody.
Were you?
No, it was. Wait, who are you talking about?
You.
Asian girl.
These stories in Europe and places like that.
Were you a DJ?
What's your what
my
you,
point was?
Yeah. What do you mean?
I had girlfriends. I was nobody. I was trying to score off of fucking the internet and like I DJed out at a college club and I got a little bit there, but I wasn't anything to no one. And then when I become someone where I see that I have a chance, I've always been I can't.
But I wasn't popular. I wasn't known.
Did you try?
It was a job.
But did someone fly you to a club in another place to DJ?
Sometimes, yeah.
I'm not
sometimes
doubting your game either. I'm just saying it is.
Sometimes I flew myself. But sometimes I went, yeah.
But you were appearing at a cool place.
Or sometimes I just went to London to do Westwood show. I would fly myself to London to be on Westwood's radio show.
And then you just go fuck a bitch.
I had nice girls. Everywhere for a long time, I had nice girls in a lot of cities.
Look at you.
I mean, not a lot. Not a lot.
I'm play Joe, a play.
Not a lot. Do you see Here's the thing.
Do you see the sadness in his eyes? Do you see the sadness? It's so over. Do you see it?
No, yeah. I still got
Jesus's eyes just got wet.
But they're still there.
Jesus's eyes got wet again.
I know. They're eyes.
Aw. Those are happy tears.
Is, like, we know
my
they're
My gel
there.
Is running.
The problem those is are London tears right there.
No. Let me tell you something. Like, okay, here's my stories. When I was on a road with Kim, and they would meet girls and fuck the first night. Yes, I'm telling you. Horrible at that. Never did
never
it.
Never could do it.
Once I did it. Twice.
And
twice.
And it was bad.
No. Twice. No, it was cool.
It was fine.
Twice I did it. And other times, but here's the thing. I'm talking about first night.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also meet girls.
And then you get their number. And then
third time I would go, I had a girlfriend all weekend. I'm only talking about the first night I'm not good.
I totally agree with you.
There's a chick in Virginia had a white Benz. She worked there. She was a, where does she work? I think she was a buyer.
You know her name?
Like
you remember her name?
Yeah, I remember her name. I'm not going to say it, though. Black girl. She was fucking gorgeous. And she was at Little Kim concert with her friend. Her friend was getting dicked down by the Junior Mafia.
Okay,
wow,
perfect.
That's a lot of dick.
Dick down.
That's a lot.
And the dick wasn't Junior, let me tell you. It was full size.
Major dick. And she was there with her friend, and she was like, my friend is such a fucking hussy, whatever. And we were talking, and then she said, oh, my friend, and I would talk to her another time. She's like, oh, somebody else is in town back then. Who's it? The Lost Boys are in town. My friend wants me to go to the show. I'm not going because I know what she's going to do. So I'm like, oh, this girl's kind of cool. Boom. Next time I go down there, she picks me up from the hotel. We go have lunch, whatever. Then she stayed the night.
Mm-hmm.
And smash then.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a nice smash. It's a love. Cypher's a loving smash.
No.
It's a loving smash.
So you're not the kind that's like aggressive smash. It's like caress her cheeks, kiss her neck.
First time.
There's a soft side to Cypher.
Yeah. First few times.
But let me tell you the downfall, the pitfall of this.
Gentle.
The problem is.
Gentle.
I'm gentle. Here's a problem. Mm-hmm. They fall in love.
Of course they do. Because they you feed them so much
horseshit. Because you guys fucking smorgasbord fuck.
Because he goes in there and
he goes in there and fucks and just disrespects them. But around me, they found a nice guy and they want to change their ways. And then they fall in love.
You're Captain Save-A-Ho.
Then I move and they like, oh, I want to move to New York. And I'm like, I don't think it's going to work. And then they get like stalkerish because...
And you've had that happen. You've had that happen.
Many times.
Yeah, stalkers are the worst.
The chick in Toronto, different type of stalker.
Stop saying that shit then.
What?
Stop saying all that lovey-dovey shit.
I was a lover.
You meant it at the time.
No, while he was fucking.
I wasn't saying I was in love with them, but I meant.
Move to New York, baby.
No, I never said that.
Move to New York.
We're shockingly similar in pathetic ways.
I don't think it's been
my game's the same way. No, my game's the same way. It was always long term. It was long-term. Friendship and then turning into sex. It wasn't like I was
had
never
a chick in Toronto that was
bad.
I mean, NFL dudes used to be like, "Yo, how you got that?" Like, I don't even know their names. They were basketball players up there.
He didn't know what fucking sport they played. Some
I don't
guys,
know anybody about
John
sport.
Sally.
It was John Sally. He was John Sally.
That's JB Smooth's twin brother, right? And fucking but she turned out to be a loony. Mm. She was nice.
Do you know the best one besides your wife? Do you know the best one you ever smashed? You know the hottest number one. Number one.
Well, number two.
Number two. Do you know the number two hottest chick you ever smashed?
Not off the top of my head. I don't know the best head I ever got.
Why is he lurking? We don't have a thing till one.
Who's that?
Lenny.
Oh, Lenny. I got 2:30 call time. Best head I ever got. I know it for a fact.
Who's that?
I can't say.
I'll tell you.
Who?
The best head I ever got was.
Joe Coy has a comedy show. What are we doing?
We're talking to Joe Coy. Yeah. This is what he's. Look how into it is. He can't wait to hear about that.
Yeah,
head.
I want
to
actually. Yeah. Fuck the show.
This chick. I actually was on the radio doing overnights at this point, and I met this chick. She was a little heavy, but she was cute.
Well, the heavy ones. Really good at head.
Yeah,
I like heavy.
We went and saw Meet the Parents.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Great
movie.
That's
head movie.
We went back to my university courtyard on campus apartment. And I'll never forget it because I've never met a girl and she sucked my dick twice the first night.
Wow.
Twice.
That's a nice
My trick. Wife only wishes that was a possibility at this point in my life.
Yeah.
And it happened 15 minutes apart. Like just.
Wow. Like there was more to get.
And she's the same one and she was so good. She's the same one that I invited to come to the radio station and she's the only chick who ever sucked my dick while I was on the air.
Oh, yeah. You
wow.
Me
on air did a break. I used to listen to the break to see if I could like hear it because I
listened to the break.
That's awesome.
Here it is. Here's what it probably sounded like. It's WPGC 95.5, always blazing 18 jams in a row. Your boy PMD. I wore the Celtics tearaway pants so I could just unsnap them.
That's awesome.
Nah, this chick
for you.
She was
Thank
my
you.
Friends.
It's a good day.
She was my friends. A friend. This girl I met. It looked like we was going to have something. Ended up just being really good friends. Never smashed. Nothing. And her little sister was always around. She was probably 17 when I met her. Or maybe like 16 when I met my friend. Then, you know, 4 years later, she's 20. And she started like going to clubs. Like, oh, can I go to the club with you? Me and my friends. So I'm like, yeah. So one night, she was like, oh, can I come by your house before we go to the club? I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. Not thinking nothing of it. And she came in and she put it down.
Just instant.
Like, she came for that.
Yeah.
And I was like,
but that's
whoa.
Not what you're into, though.
What?
What just happened right there? You hate that.
No, I don't. Why? What do you mean?
Because your whole game is you like to go out to eat first before you have sex. But this, she just barged in and sucked
your dick. For the record, if you push Cy further on things he doesn't like,
yeah,
he's not that into getting head.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're not?
No.
That's weird, man.
What a fucking weirdo this guy is. He doesn't like any of his dick.
Head is
not that I don't like it.
Head is getting your dick wet.
It's like,
head is the gateway to sex.
Nah, not for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Just dries.
I mean, no. I like it.
That
is a bad. It's a
I like it. It's just not my favorite thing. Like some dudes will just want that. I'm like, that's it. That's where you stop. I gotta get some puss.
All right, Bill Cosby. I gotta get some puss.
I've never heard
some pussy.
Has Cosby done
all the dick?
Yeah, that's a Cosby routine.
I've never heard Cosby do that joke.
You never heard a puss? I gotta get some puss. You see,
pussy
all the dick.
With the dick.
You get the blowjob is the boring stuff. I need to fuck the pussy. See.
I think on that note, you can catch Joe Coy at Levity tonight.
Tonight.
Thanks, man.
Love you, man.